Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sort of the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Paul Engels back on the show. Paul is one of our newest members of our Brain Trust, and he couldn't be more excited about it. His whole family's just thrilled that he's now part of our Brain Trust. He's the guy who he basically invented the cost per click concept of advertising. How about that, folks? He wrote the Engels Report, which is all about some of the worst marketing examples that you can find out there, and he's here to talk to us about some things that you and I can do to do it the right way, to do online marketing the right way. Paul Engels, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate it.
It's good to have you back. So you've got a 4-part process that you'd like to talk to us about. This is from the book.
Sure. So it's really very simple. There are 4 things that you do when you're closing a customer online. One is you advertise to them. You get them to come to your website. 2, when they get to your website, you give them a page of some kind of landing page to convert them, to get them to sign up, to give you information.
Mm-hmm.
Then the third part is you give them a confirmation that you acknowledge, and you take the next step. Then the final part is you follow up. And you have to do all 4 parts of those.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do all 4, you don't close a sale. And most people fail on the third and fourth steps.
Not on the first. They think that their strategy ends at getting the customer to take the hook.
Exactly. You can spend a fortune, and I've seen many companies do it, on advertising and bringing people to websites. The websites might be good, might not always be, but they're often pretty good. But once they've got them to take the hook, as you say, they don't do the next steps. I've seen companies that you fill out a form and they say thank you, and that's it.
Have a good life.
Yeah.
Glad we crossed paths. Hope everything's good for you. Right if you get work.
I've seen email companies that don't send you email to acknowledge and ask for the order.
So those people are in jail right now. You've had them arrested, right?
No, I love those people because my clients can compete with them.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We like to know who they are so we can go get their customers. So okay, paid search is the first thing you talked about is doing the advertising, and there are really 3 kinds of media for that, right? You can have the paid media, paid search, and you can have the earned type, and you can have the owned type, right? You got 3 different kinds. The earned, the paid kind is the one you have control of, and that you can actually put a call to action in.
Exactly, and you know, paid media, paid search especially is really efficient for most companies. It's far more efficient than any of the traditional offline media.
Right.
So Google is unbelievable. Facebook it's really remarkable the things you can do with Facebook now. So these are great, great media to bring people to your website. But you can spend a fortune with them. It's very easy to spend $1,000.
It can get out of hand.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I've had it get out of hand with me before.
Well, if they're designed to maximize their profit,
right? They're not in business. I tell my audience that all the time. In fact, I wrote a whole chapter in my new book about it. They're not in business to make you happy.
Exactly. But they, you know, if you're paying attention, if you are reading the reports, and if you are focused on testing, you can get so much value out of these companies.
What's the key? What's one of the keys to making sure your paid search is good? Makes you happy.
Testing different variations.
Yeah.
is number one. Number two is following people from clicking on your ad to landing on your website to filling out an order. You can't just dump people on a website and expect them to buy. Mm-hmm. You have to pay attention to what they're doing there. And there are all kinds of great technologies.
So it'd be the equivalent of somebody coming, of you advertising to get somebody to come in the door of your shop.
Yeah.
And then refusing to go up and ask them if you can help them.
Exactly, or having any merchandise out for it.
Right, right, yeah. They got them in the door, but they walked into an empty room.
Right.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So, okay, I need a website quickly, Paul.
Sure. It's angles-inc.com.
angles-inc.com?
Correct.
All right, so check it out. And it's called The Angles Report. Is that available wherever books are sold?
It's available on Amazon, but if you sign up on my website, I will be happy to give you a PDF.
And he will follow up with you, too, by the way, folks. 10 to 20 tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.